Great to have Mossy in the studio. I know we spoke about it yesterday, but Tommy Rogic, he's everywhere today. The genuine star of Australian football at the moment. Good morning,
absolutely.
Mate.
Absolutely. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the hot seat, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hey? Wow.
Yeah.
In blue.
Yep.
Not red.
Well, of course. Why not? Sort of week.
Mate, spot on. Tommy Rogic. I said over the weekend, that goal had a little bit of Maradona in it. Now, I'm not saying Tommy Rogic is Diego Maradona, but
he's a foot taller.
The way he picked the ball up, you know, deep in his own half and took his two defenders on and then slotted it with such composure was reminiscent of a famous goal in 1986. But having said that,
not the other one.
But look, it was a magnificent moment for Tommy Rogic. It was the 93rd minute in the Scottish FA Cup final to get the win for Celtic, so he goes down in absolute folklore now for that club. And he couldn't put it into words after the game, you know, what it meant to him, but you could see it written all over his face. But great news for the Socceroos. You've got Tommy scoring a goal like that. You've got Trent Sainsbury made his Serie A debut this morning, came off the bench for Inter Milan in their 5-2 win over Udinese. So he got 20 minutes in the Serie A. He is now officially a Serie A player.
And that's his first time he's played.
That's his first start.
That was
first minutes.
First minutes off the bench
for
Inter Milan.
Must be a patient man.
And I watched it, and the pace, it was 5-2. They were winning 5-1 until the last kick of the game against Udinese.
Right.
But the pace of the game, and he gave away a foul on the edge of the box in a 1v1 situation. The pace and the power of those players. But to see Sains on that stage is fantastic for Australian football. You've got Aaron Moy, who's playing in the EPL playoff at midnight tonight for Huddersfield against Reading. So they're three big players for the Socceroos coming into camp this Friday with serious game time behind them, serious experience.
Just after your comments there about the Serie A and the power and the pace, rank them, the leagues around the world. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, look, I'm going EPL.
EPL.
I'm going Serie A,
yeah,
and I'm going La Liga, top three.
Bundesliga
probably comes in fourth for me. Yeah,
yeah, right.
And that's taking everything in consideration. That's taking the physical, tactical, technical.
Yep.
And that's my opinion. Everyone will have their own opinion,
sure.
But that's my top four.
It's a question that's often asked, so I thought get your opinion on it.
So,
the
four best players are playing in Spain.
The
Messi,
four best, yes.
Ronaldo,
Neymar.
Suarez.
Yeah.
And you're still naming the Premier League.
Yep.
Depth. Now, the other one. Brisbane Strikers. Now, Brent Reed, rugby league journalist, will be excited about this. He had 7 games in the National Soccer League for the Brisbane Strikers.
Is that right?
Yeah, he did.
There
you
go.
A chance of coming back. I'll tell you what, we know from the A-League, derbies work.
They do. And this is 20 years since that famous grand final. Frank Farina inspired Brisbane Strikers win over Sydney United that packed the old Lang Park out, 40,000 people on that day in 1997. So it's great timing because that's nostalgic, obviously. And that was a watershed moment for domestic club football in this country, that grand final. And look, they're a very professionally run club. They've got a high performance unit of 4 full-time staff up there.
Really?
In the NPL. Yeah. So they're serious about their bid. And I agree, Jimmy. I think Brisbane is ready for a derby. It's worked in Sydney, it's worked in Melbourne, and it's time to, if expansion is definitely going to happen, then I think Brisbane has to be the first cab off the rank for a derby up there. And they're looking at the Ipswich corridor as well as a potential second team up there, but I'd like to see them.
Suncorp.
Yeah, I think Brisbane is too.
Even the league side, if there's a second one, it'll be that corridor, but they'll play
at Suncorp.
Yeah, and I think that works.
Yeah.
And I think it will, definitely. Mm. Barcelona, if we go back overseas, they won the Copa del Rey over the weekend. Luis Enrique was his final game in charge of Barca. Adds to his enormous collection of medals during his time there. And inspired, of course, by Lionel Messi. He scored one, set one up.
When's he go to jail?
I don't think he'll go to jail.
Right,
I don't think he'll go to jail.
Just clarify that.
I think it's for first offenders over in Spain. You generally don't serve time.
I'm sure he'll get a few blokes to take the rap for him somehow.
Yeah.
Dad.
And Arsene Wenger, mate. We seem to chat a lot about him getting the bullet. He's just become the most ever successful
FA Cup
coach.
Wow.
Does that secure him, what, another week at the joint, or
well,
how long?
The word is, TK, he's been offered a two-year extension.
Okay.
I think things will move pretty quickly now to secure his future or announce that he is, in fact, leaving the club. I don't think he will be. Yeah, look, that's his seventh FA Cup title,
which is
a record, and 13th for Arsenal. But also Antonio Conte, they lost the FA Cup. He's been offered a new four-year deal worth $66 million.
Had a decent
but he did win the premiership,
yeah,
so
yeah, he's relatively happy. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for
see you tomorrow.
You.